usable areas. The planter area at the top of the mall, you know where the Veterans Hall is, the top of the mall, there's a sort of an open space, but beyond that, there's a whole bunch of planter area that you can't use. It's planter. But they showed it there as usable area, the implication being, oh, we're not making such a big change. But they were making, they're making huge changes. Half the mall and all the rest of the sidewalks in the city are wiped out.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, Robert.
Hey.
You know this voice?
I might know this voice.
It's Emily.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Good. The notorious corporateswine.com.
Right.
All right.
.net,
sorry. Yes. So what's happening, Emily? I know you've got some great bumper stickers out there, and of course the infamous Hacky Sack Festival. I keep looking for your agents, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, we're having the party tomorrow.
Oh, excellent! And that going to be down at
front of Borders at noon.
At noon.
Right.
Okay, so that I'm glad you're announcing it. We'll be down there, of course, at 4:30. I may show up early too.
You should come.
Okay.
I wanted to also emphasize that it's not just for Hacky Sackers, but anybody who wants to participate in any activity that's going to be banned by the ordinances.
Well, can I show my breasts?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I know actually that's not a part of the ordinances. That was originally part of the petition, but, you know, I mean, it's all the same kind of repressive spirit, unfortunately. So anyway, people should bring their hacky sacks at noon to board.
Hacky sacks. We're going to try to make some more and bring more.
You know, I also may bring along a bench. I think we haven't got enough criminal activity. I think everyone should bring some chairs
That's
and benches.
I wanted to ask you about that. You mentioned it yesterday. I heard it. I was at work.
Uh-huh.
When you were talking with Steve, I think Steve Argue.
Yes.
You mentioned that you can bring your own chair.
Yeah, you can bring your own chair. That's a commercial display. And if they're not enforcing the 14-foot rule yet, they may or may not be. You know, presumably they won't until September 10th, but they can if they want.
Okay. If you bring your own chair after September 10th, you still have to...
If you bring your own chair after September 10th, you still have to be 14 feet away. But you can sit down after dark. I guess that's the advantage of bringing your own chair. You can't sit on the sidewalk after dark. If you're soliciting anything, you can't sit at a table with more than one person at any time in any of the forbidden zones if you are soliciting anything. Actually, no, not just the forbidden zones. It's anywhere on the sidewalk. You can't be in a group of two soliciting anything. You can't be seated soliciting anything. And this is true now. It's not just true, you know, after September 10th. It's part of the downtown ordinances. But the difference is they made it illegal to have signs. So if you silently solicit now, it's still legal. But after, well, when it goes into force, September 10th or August 23rd, whichever they want to do, it's going to be illegal to have a sign that says donations.
What if you're, like, wearing it on your shirt?
That would be an indication that you are seeking donations. So I think everybody should walk downtown with donation sign on their shirt and a big question mark.
Or just a dollar sign, maybe, and a question mark?
That's true. That sounds a little obscure. I mean, it's a nice solidarity, but it doesn't really constitute civil disobedience. What you really need is a lapel pin which says, spare a dime, question mark. Because that would be illegal, and you would not be allowed to wear that button within 14 feet of a building. That is, you know, that's exactly what the kind of absurdities we've been reduced to.
Pretty absurd.
Yep. So how can people reach you, Hacky Sack criminals?
They can reach us at the best way is my website, the corporateswine.net.
Corporateswine.net. Do you have an email? Or?
Uh-huh, it's corporateswine@hotmail.com.
That's pretty easy. Corporateswine. At Hotmail. That's one word, right?
Yes.
Okay. Any other reports of bizarre doings you wish to...
No, I can't really. I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Okay, well, we will be watching you and keeping a close eye on you.
I hope so.
There were three tickets for Chalking on Tuesday. Three strangers came up, and one after another, they didn't know each other. They picked up erasable chalk off the table and began chalking. And police...
Sure.
Down in front of O'Neill's Surf Shop, which is where we're having our Downtown for All table.
Okay.
So, yeah, every day at 4:30 we were doing that. So the police are making sure that your sidewalks are free of erasable chalk. Thank God.
No, I'm relieved. It makes me feel a lot safer.
It makes us all feel a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, thank you for calling, Emily, and I hope people get in touch with you.
Tomorrow.
Alrighty. Tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So, as usual, we're coming up against the old time deadline. trying to give you the Downtown Commission final report. There were problems with the Downtown Commission. What they found was they surveyed the merchants to see, we want to make sure that the merchants are okay with having people play music in front of their stores and have political tables. And if they're not, well, then we'll just have to make sure those zones aren't exempted. That was the implication of some of the Downtown Commission members. Well, as I mentioned before, Neil Coonerty, Bookshop Santa Cruz owner and former council member, had the integrity to say, it's not my business to tell people what they do on public sidewalks. Of course, he's not telling the truth. It was his business, and he passed a bunch of bad laws. But at least making the law a lot worse, he opposed, and I commend him for that. I'm kind of looking over my notes here. The main problem with the Downtown Commission's recommendation is it divides homeless people from the more favored activists and musicians. It says that if you sit down with a panhandling cup, it's still going to be illegal 14 feet from a building. It's still going to be illegal with a sign at any time. If you're seated or at night or in a group of two, even if you're as peaceful as pie. But if you're a political table or you're a musician, that's different. We're going to hold everything off because we don't want to offend you, and that looks like it's unconstitutional. But the poor people, well, the Constitution doesn't really apply to them. They're, you know, kind of a grubby group. We don't have to worry about them. Obviously, that's a bunch of bullshit. We all know that. And that's what we need to fight, and we need to stay together fighting, and that's why we need to have strong solidarity, the way we did 8 years ago when we fought back the downtown ordinances then and eliminated the Kennedy-Rotkin-Matthews sitting ban that was originally, you can't sit anywhere on the sidewalk, and it was passed again by Kennedy to its current 10-foot dimension. Now with the 14-feet dimension, you won't be able to sit on most sidewalks in town anywhere unless you're sitting in a sidewalk cafe, on the disappearing public benches, or I suppose in a chair in your own yard. You know, go get a house, I guess is the answer to this. A lot of stuff I haven't been able to cover today, as usual. My day in court came and went. I had a motions hearing for obstructing the sidewalk, and I'm going to be talking to you about that on Thursday. I lost the hearing, really, because we were trying to get the case dismissed. Sergeant Butchie Baker had me arrested on citizen's complaint 7 or 8 months ago when Matisse Selman of Sushi Now said, we don't want no stinking political activist saying boycott my store because I want to take over two-thirds of the sidewalk. And as you know, he did take over two-thirds of the sidewalk with that forbidden green fence. But I was only using a very small part of the sidewalk. Ironically, I was the one who was ticketed for obstructing the sidewalk, and I'll be talking more about that and how that ridiculous thing is playing out in court, though it really hasn't gone to trial yet. I have an attorney who's fighting with different motions, pretrial motions, that don't normally come up in an infraction case because who wants to bother? And I'm not sure why I'm bothering, except it seems so outrageous, and also there's an out-of-town civil attorney who's all set to sue the city big time on this case. And I really hope he runs away with the pants of every city council member and the pants, the shirt, and the shoes of the city attorney. That is my fondest hope. The case which they're going to try people for chalking the sidewalk on, well, as I mentioned, they've recently escalated the chalking the sidewalk situation. It's really never been a crime to chalk on the sidewalk before. But a couple years ago, because Alibaba didn't like activists writing around his cafe about the sleeping ban, he got the police in, he filed a complaint, and they arrested James May. And that case never went to court. It was eventually dismissed. But it began this harassment, kind of orchestrated by Butchie Baker, the sergeant who went to John Barisoni to get legal backing, just as he went to get legal backing for my obstructing the sidewalk, just as he tried to close down the marimba players, just as he's gone after bicyclists repeatedly on the mall. Sergeant Baker has quite a record, and a recent record. You don't have to go back to 1991 to look at his the charges of harassing women and sexual harassment and improper touching of women to get into the current bad enforcement practices that he's using. And it isn't really him. I mean, you know, you're going to have your occasional sergeant or your occasional officer who is a bad apple in terms of making consistently mistaken choices. The problem is, are the higher-ups that are allowing this to go on, and the city council that is saying, enforce all existing laws, instead of saying, let's look at what's really causing the tension and problems downtown. Let's talk about real solutions. If you want to deal with men making harassing comments toward women, or people making harassing comments towards each other, then let's really look at how to solve that. Let's not just say, oh, we got a law, that'll do it. That's not the way to do it. It hasn't worked before. It isn't working now. You show people how to use existing law, and you find ways that, like the street performers' guidelines, that go beyond that and that actually resolve problems instead of sending them into worse levels. Hi there. We tried a phone call, but you might try calling back. I'm going to try to answer that call. My relief should be in shortly. So I'm going to be leaving the air here. But I'm saying pretty much what I've been saying for weeks and months on this issue, spending too much time talking about it and not enough time talking about the harassment of homeless people. Interestingly enough, safe sleeping zones has come up as an issue on the Sentinel website. If you go to the online Sentinel and look under safe sleeping zones, you'll see a very interesting debate there, which has Karen Gillette apparently on the web talking.
You're on Free Radio.
Hello, this is Old Lady's Arms.
Hey there.
I'm going to be a few minutes late. I was wondering if you could put some music on until I get there. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
If you insist.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
I always hate it when people prefer music to my fine tones, but, you know, the will of the other programmers is important. So I'm going to play some more of the San Francisco Mime Troupe as I break down, and you'll be getting some direct stuff from Old Lady Scarms as she runs through, I guess we're talking 1:30 to 6. That's a nice long spot, isn't it? I guess so. 1:30 to 3 and then 3 to 6. I think that's even longer than my show time. But hey, that's okay. Long show times are okay. I'm glad you listened to my show. I'm glad you stuck with us. And remember, Thursdays, you can come on back 6 to 8, and we'll be here again doing some more of Bathrop Spears' Broadside, Civil Rights on the Streets. I'll be down, probably downtown today. Might be there around 4:30 if we can find another person to table. Might be checking out the free meal downtown, which is at 2:30. And then tomorrow, noon, it's a Hacky Sack Festival in front of Borders, and 4:30 downtown for all. And then Tuesday, 7 o'clock, is Downtown for All's meeting at the Wired Wash Cafe. Everyone's invited. And the next day, HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, meets at the Baker's Square, where you can pie down. Hey, I want to thank you for being with us, and let's listen to a few more cuts from, well, this is a show called Eating It from the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
Everybody wants a piece of supercorn.
What's
it gonna be?
Okay, you got a deal.
You just take care of the FDA test. Leave everything else to me. That felt good. This feels right. I like the view from these heights with the elite where I've set my sights. This is my time and my timing's right. I paid my dues. Back in school, I was a nerd. They called me fool, a pocket protector. Ooh, the kids were cruel. But times have changed, now it's the nerds who rule. And this former science geek is redefining cool. That felt good. Oh, that felt good. Very good.
Cynthia, I have changed the focus of my study to the genetic relationships of the natural interdependencies. In small plots, sustainable agriculture.
Organic farming? Doctor. Freddie, We're not doing anything different with plants than humans have been doing for thousands of years. Only now, we can do it better and faster. Just because we can is not to say we should. There are repercussions that cannot be anticipated. She thinks my work is dangerous. It is not. She may be filled with fear. But I'm not afraid to sail on uncharted seas. I'm working just like Mendel in his patch of peas. Am I afraid to follow where my research leads? No, absolutely not. We do the most careful testing, and the world population increases force us to develop quickly new and safer ways to grow the food we need. The recklessness of those who claim to see gave the world asbestos and DDT. The servant of science, so righteous and noble, should take a stroll around Chernobyl. Do you understand your role as a servant of the greatest power on earth? The power of creation! Market domination! She does not know for whom she toils, and that they want to own the water, air, and soil. They claim they'll make a world of milk and honey, but they will risk the world for the love of money. Do you really believe Bob will let you control your creations? Or that Bob Murtaugh will allow you to do good, careful science if it hurts the bottom line? You cannot know what horrors you may release upon this world. Without my research, can't you see? We'll have a future of starvation and misery. Can't she see she's leaving science in the lurch? Can't she see I am gonna lose? And she is the church. Can't she see I'm Galileo? And she is the church.
Since I first saw you in the glow of a Bunsen burner, in the chem lab, I could see you were a real fast learner. I could tell we were meant to be a team.
Even in those college days,
I knew we'd set the world ablaze, and we'd surprise our ex-colleagues in academe.
Working in the laboratory day after day,
and working for so little pay,
we'd do the world good.
Always knew we would. Get the money for our self-reliance.
Push the boundaries of science.
Our dream
to make the world a better place.
Having a bank account is not a disgrace.
Working for the future of the human race.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
We'll do the world good.
Always knew we would. Get the money for our self-reliance.
Push the boundaries of science.
Big howdy do there. I'm Fred, and I'm Al. Berta. And we've been farming up north for going on about 30 years now. I've never really had much of a problem, you know, except for the occasional pest. Oh, like that wheat weevil. Oh, yeah, back in 72. Oh, but nothing so bad we couldn't put food on the table. And then the bobco comes around with some kind of super wheat. Eh? Oh, jeez. Bobco promised wheat growing high as the sky, making more money like it'll all be good. But in that Bobco contract is the farmer's deepest fear. You gotta buy new seeds from Bobco every year. Buy new seeds from Bobco every year. Saving seeds is what we farmers have done for more than 10 millennia. Why in the world should we have to pay for seeds that Mother Nature just gives away?
Well, our neighbor's planet Bobco, and it started to grow. And then them prairie winds, you know, started to blow. Bobco pollen was in our fields. Bobco pollen infecting our yields.
Bobco pollen infecting our yields. We called Bobco and said, what's the deal? Didn't watch your wheat, now it's growing in our field. Then we heard that Bobco man say, you're growing super wheat, you're gonna pay. We told Bobco we'd see him in court. We told Bobco keep off of our grass. We told Bobco to kiss our ass. Just tell Bobco to kiss our ass. Just tell Bobco to kiss our ass. Just tell Bobco to kiss our ass.
Tell Bobco
to kiss our ass.
Immediately you will be arrested.
Bob, suppose. Cynthia's right. Suppose something went wrong. We could get sued.
Don't worry, chill out. Put your mind at ease. Success is assured by the five big D's. Deny, delay, dupe, dump, and divide. I formula my potent and my herbicide. Deny, delay, dump, dupe, and divide. Let me take you on the 5D ride. Let's say we're responsible for causing harm. Let's say someone raises a big alarm. Just say it's not true. Say it's a lie. It works like a charm to just deny it.
Works like a charm to just deny it?
If the government says you gotta find a solution or pay for your environmental pollution, delay a fine. Just don't pay it. If they threaten legislation, just delay it.
If they threaten legislation, just delay it.
Different groups unite, get up in arms. Tree huggers in the trees and the farmers on the farms. Here's an elegant proposition. All you got to do is divide the opposition.
All you gotta do is divide the opposition.
Yeah, now watch me work. If we run into a problem, we go on the attack. Get ourselves a PR plaque, buy some TV time, pipe in the poop. The whole damn country can be duped.
The whole damn country can be duped.
Now, of course, comes the worst, and it all goes to hell. No one's buying what we got to sell. A problem over here, just go over there. Dump it in the third world over there, who cares?
Dump it in the third world over there, who cares?
Deny, delay, dupe, dump, and divide. Deny, delay, dupe, dump, and divide. Deny, delay, dupe, dump, and divide.
I think he's got it.
I think we must all be from Mars, or from some planet circling a distant star. That's why we can take the risks that we take, and why we can make the choices that we make. We're just visiting, not staying around. So we can poison the water, the air, and the ground. After all, why should we care? We know we'll be returning to our home up there.
The future is coming, so prepare to start running back to our home. Disaster is looming, so prepare to start zooming back to our home out there. But this is not a science fiction fantasy, and there's not a chance that we can flee our
the rule of the bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, I am canceling Supercorn.
What?
Albright Laboratories is severing all connections with Bobco.
Get her away from the microphone.
No, fight the power, Doc.
You're fired.
We're moving at a frightening speed. We're going where we think we need to be. We're smart, but we're not wise. It's time we opened up our eyes and hope we don't succeed. It's still not too late. We can put on the brakes and think before we proceed.
But there's not a chance that we can flee our ever-growing legacy. A world insane for short-term gain, like a world consigned to the rule of the bottom line. The rule of the bottom line. The rule